Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We have finished 1 Corinthians, and now we are reading 2 Corinthians in the World English Bible. The reason I use that translation, I sometimes can be a little bit clunky, but it is free, and I don't have to get rights for it. So that's why I use that. And for those of you who are new, welcome. Basically, all this podcast is I read scripture and I read it in order in different books, and then I pray for you according to that scripture. So it's my joy to do so. And if you have a friend who maybe needs prayer, if you could just send today's podcast to them, that would be great. Then they would know that there's someone out there in the world praying for them. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 in the World English Bible, this is what it says. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the assembly of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in the whole of Achaia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction through the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound to us, even so our comfort also abounds through Christ. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Our hope for you is steadfast, knowing that since you are partakers of the suffering, so also you are of the comfort. For we don't desire to have you uninformed, brothers, concerning our affliction which happened to us in Asia, that we were weighed down exceedingly beyond our power, so much that we despaired even of life. Yes, we ourselves have had the sentence of death within ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us out of so great a death, and does deliver, on whom we have set our hope, that he will also still deliver us, you also helping together on our behalf by your supplication, that for the gift given to us by means of many, thanks may be given by many persons on your behalf. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we behaved ourselves in the world and more abundantly toward you. For we write no other things to you than what you read or even acknowledge, and I hope you will acknowledge to the end, as also you acknowledged us in part, that we are your boasting, even as you also are ours in the days of our Lord Jesus. In this confidence, I was determined to come to you first, that you might have a second benefit, and by you to pass into Macedonia, and again from Macedonia to come to you, and to be sent forward by you on my journey to Judea. When I therefore was thus determined, did I show fickleness? Or the things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be the yes, yes, and the no, no? But as God is faithful, our word toward you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, were not yes and no, but in him is yes. For however many are the promises of God, in him is the yes. Therefore also through him is the amen to the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the down payment of the Spirit in our hearts. But I call God for a witness to my soul that I didn't come to Corinth to spare you. We don't control your faith, but are fellow workers with you for your joy, for you stand firm in faith. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you so much that you have established us, that everything in you is a divine yes, and that Paul was not wavering when he said, maybe I will come here, maybe I won't. He was just trying to entrust his journeys to you. Lord, so I do pray that you would help us to make our yes be yes and our no be no. And Lord, I thank you too that he's not out to control the Corinthians' faith, but he sees himself not as above them, but as a fellow worker. I also just love the beginning of this chapter so much, that you are called the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all affliction. And I really love the words here. You comfort us in all, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any. So we don't have to have the same affliction to be able to comfort someone. We take the comfort that you have given us in all of our, you know, all of our grief, all of our pain, and then we translate that into comfort for someone walking through anything. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. And we pray that you would show us someone to comfort today. And I pray for those listening today who desperately need your comfort. They are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. They're confused, they're nervous, they're stressed, they have high anxiety, and they just need to know that you are the God of all comfort, who will comfort them even now, even in the hearing of my voice through the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray this is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you, and I just pray that this podcast is a blessing to you on every single level. May today be a day where you experience the love of God in a profound and simple way.